Thomas Dimitroff has said all offseason that he wanted to get more tough and rugged up on the offensive line, and one of the first moves to do that was bringing in free agent guard John Asamoah. John, welcome to Atlanta.
Thank you, man.
You know, business is business in free agency, but how much did it mean to know that the Falcons, right off the bat, were interested in bringing you in?
You know, it feels good to, you know, go to a place where they are excited to have you. They feel you answer a question for them, a need for them, and just anywhere where there's you know, there's solid people, you know, there are great players, you know, there is a franchise quarterback who is a stud, you know, here as offensive lineman, that makes a huge difference in what you do. So to for a team to be very interested in you, you know, right away, and for it to be such a talented team in an amazing city, you know, it adds up fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in 2013, a calf injury derailed your career and And I know you got to be hungry to get back out there and to have a brand new opportunity and to kind of show a little bit more of what you can do.
Yeah, I told, you know, from the first time they could text me after, you know, 4 o'clock here or something, you know, I got a text from the front office guys and I pretty much told them, you know, I have a bad taste in my mouth. I cannot lie. I have a bad taste in my mouth about the way things went, and I want nothing more to go out there and prove myself. And anybody who had doubts, I need to shut that down immediately.
So, well, we're looking forward to that. Yeah. That's for sure. Now, some experts have called your pass blocking, they've used the word superior. Falcons fans who watched Matt Ryan last year get hit more times in his career than ever. Happy to hear that,
yeah,
for sure. What excites you? You mentioned playing with a quarterback of that caliber, but is that the number one thing that excites you about the opportunity of keeping Matt Ryan upright?
You know, just you know, nothing's better. You know, you're playing on offense when you're marching down the field, and the weapons we have, the guys on the outside, you know, that's all. You know, I've seen it on TV myself, but now that I'm here and I'm hearing, you know, from the coaches just how good these guys are, and you know, they just stress to me. Everybody is stressed. We got to keep them upright. We got to keep them upright this year. So you know, that's going to be goal number one.
I know in the offensive line, the gelling, the relationships that you have with the other guys on the line are important. How long before you start reaching out to some of the guys on the roster and start to develop those relationships?
You know, I'm gonna try to, you know, meet guys, you know, as they come in. I'm gonna try to, you know, get settled here, you know, find a place to live, do all that, and start to get to work in the weight room. And you know, I've heard, you know, attendance in the off season here is outstanding. Even just guys are working. That's what I've heard. So I'm excited to get to know the guys. And you know, most offensive linemen I've ever been around, you know, are great guys. And you know, I've only heard good things about this group. So I'm excited.
And you come over here with a guy that you're familiar with, Tyson Jackson. Yeah. You've obviously practiced against him. What do you notice about him?
Yeah, like I told, I was on a conference call earlier. He's been a pain in my butt for the last for the last 4 years. You know, there are a few guys who do it better than him in against the run. You know, he is tough, and sometimes, you know, I get frustrated. Like, is this guy hearing the play in the huddle? Like, what is going on now? He's so good, and he's a better pass rusher than people give him credit for. So, you know, I got on the plane to here in Atlanta. You know, free agency is kind of, you know, you don't put all your business out there to even your friends. So, you know, I was on the plane, you know, looking over, you know, who went where and things like that. And I saw Tyson right before I saw Tyson. So, yeah, I was scrambling. I had an old phone number. I called it. There was some little kid answered. So I was upset. So I had to track his phone number down. But once I seen him, man, he came. I saw him today in the building. He came, gave me a big hug. He's, you know, both real excited.
Well, John, I know we're excited to see you out there in red and black, and I'm sure we'll see more of you as we head into the offseason with OTAs and minicamps.
Definitely.
All right, thanks.